Is this, like, Dragon of the Wolf, right?
It's more like Dragon of the Wolf. We just talk about shit.
Nah, I think we're here to talk about other people messed up lives and their messed up
lives. Everybody's messed up lives in this TV show, yeah.
We have our own show for our own messed up lives talk.
That's
true. They need to just change the name of this show to No Matter What You Do, You're Fucked.
No matter what you do, Rick's an asshole. That's what it should be called.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Rick is still an asshole. He'll always be an asshole.
I love how
Quasim Kitty Cat.
Everybody told me Wayne is, I don't think he saw the show.
I'm speaking to the movie spoiler fans right now. Go fuck yourselves, a lot of you. You're all wrong.
Everybody in Vegas at the movie spoilers party, where they're just like, what was going on in the last, Walking Dead episode y'all did? Like, I don't think Wayne watched that shit. And it was like, did you guys know that he didn't watch it? And y'all was just like going along with it. I was just like, oh shit.
I can recite everything that happened in that episode and this week's episode. I watched them very well, and I take notes. And, no, not just
you took notes.
I watched them last night.
Whatever.
Last night, my time, Joseph.
You've been sick lately, Wayne, so we know that this is getting to your head a little bit or whatever, so
what? That's exactly what it is, people. He was sick.
I'm gonna be fucking throwing up blood, doing nothing, and...
Awesome, man. You get hot ass Maggie. I swear to God, is she getting hotter every episode now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
she's got a little armor outfit on.
Tough chick.
Yeah, she won the award for tough chick of this episode, cause, you saw that zombie just snuck up in front of her, and she just popped him right in the fucking throat. I was like, damn,
I want some wonton soup. Get out of my way, zombie.
She got to check, I gotta check on my little, chicken chow yang right there. You know what I'm saying?
My little spring roll's in danger.
Yeah, exactly. My little egg roll is over there. He's rolling now.
My little blood wonton.
He's spitting up soy sauce right now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like,
ooh. Oh, jeez. That's going to bring some comment. This is the Walking Dead.
I got to check on
my
panda.
Huh?
I got to check on my panda.
If he dies, who's going to cook the rice now?
Honestly, I thought it's funny. Everybody that has a relationship in this show, every time they talk to another guy or girl, you always think they're gonna fuck. Cause there was times when Maggie and Rick was talking, I was like, Rick gonna fuck her?
No, Rick would just send her away because he'll get upset with her for some fucking reason.
What do you mean for some good reason?
I cannot wait. I can't wait for that motherfucker to tell Daryl what he did. Daryl was gonna beat his ass into a fucking hole.
See what Maggie did? Maggie was like, I would have left her ass too. And then Herschel, when he came out of that corner, he was just like, dear God, no, she didn't do that.
You wait till he tells it to Daryl. Everyone else is agreeing to Rick. I guarantee you Daryl is gonna say, what the fuck did you do? And he's gonna
I bet Daryl don't even really give a shit. I bet it hurts him a little bit, but I bet he won't really out of it. I bet who will hurt
Daryl
the most is Tyreek.
And he rides out. Guaranteed.
I bet it'll be Tyreek. Or Tyreek will be like, I told you, bring him to me. Bring her to me. Why didn't you hurt me, nigga?
Are you kidding me? Tyreek is so goddamn soft. He'd see one moment that it was a chick and he'd be like,
yes,
why?
Exactly. He will back down because he's a pussy.
He's gonna start pacing back and forth around the prison talking about, don't even bring it to me. That nigga let her go. Told that nigga. Bring it to me. I bet Daryl has the same reaction that Herschel did or whatever for a second, whatever. I don't think he's gonna ponder in his head of what it was. I don't think he's gonna have, everybody's talking about he's gonna have this major reaction where he's gonna go off and shit like, I don't think Daryl's gonna have that reaction because if he didn't have that really with his brother, as far as flipping out as he should have did, then why the fuck would he have it for Carol?
I reckon he'll get pissed, but then he'll calm down, and then he'll, like, towards the end, he'll just say, look, I've got to go after her kind of thing. He won't want her to be out there by herself.
Here's the thing, Wayne. Do you think they'll have time to do that? Because it seems like shit's about to break
next episode. Shit about hitting the fan,
But before we get too far, let's just go back to the beginning.
We should even introduce ourselves. Let's do that.
And the episode and the name.
But yes, people, welcome to another edition of the Walking Dead Recap Show, episode 5?
Yes, 5.
I've lost track of what the fuck.
Is it 5?
5, yes.
It's going fast, though, isn't it? We've done 5 of these fucking things already. It just seems so fast. But yes, we are all your hosts. We are the Dragon Wolf Podcast and Movie Spoilers Podcast, which of course you can go and vote for the podcast awards.com. Isn't that right, Mr. P1?
Yes, it is.
Just don't get too excited about that. Yeah. And the boys,
oh, don't worry. I'm still...
Yeah, and you're going to win this. You know that, by the way.
Yeah, I've already bribed the sponsors and shit like that. I'm blackmailed. I got pictures of them with hookers that I paid for with my winnings. So, you know, I got this in the bag now. I'm not even worried about it no more.
There you go. So you're doing a Rick. You're making sure things all come together well.
Yeah, I told him. I said it's gonna be a tall ass black man there. I want y'all to put the camera on him when he loses. Right?
You need to just hire Tyrese, and he can be like your bodyguard, and beat the shit out of Corey.
Oh, Tyrese would get his ass beat by Corey. Come on, would, I'd rather hire Merle. I'd dig his body up and be like, "Hey, this is my body. Hey, how you doing, baby brother?" That's my favorite line from that nigga. Whenever he just goes, "Hey, baby brother."
I was just like, does he ever call him like Daryl? I can't remember him calling him Daryl at all.
No, he just says brother.
He's brother. He's
and then
bro-
when he
as
talks
my brother, that's my baby brother. Always. Never calls him Daryl.
Do you ever call your sibling anything other than like your little sister? Like, I have a little sister and I don't call her by her name.
I always call my brother by his name.
Really?
I know, I call my brother by my name. I'm not weird.
Yeah, I think that's
true. Yeah.
I don't know, I just like, not, hey you, and things like that. Like,
that's
I don't
like,
know.
That sounds like some white people shit.
Yeah, I know.
Hey mother! Mother! Father! Little sister!
I don't want to, little sister. I don't do that, but little brother does call me sissy, so. I don't know.
Hey little sister.
There's nothing wrong with see.
He's dying again. You got the sickness.
I am gone.
All right,
I am
all right, everybody. Wayne still had the sickness, so he's still going on that whole thing.
I need Herschel. You need to get that fucking tea. Waiting on his ass to hobble along and give me some.
Right. And that's what we need to talk about right now. First, Herschel.
Herschel.
And Herschel was giving the best example of how you're supposed to handle this stuff when people get sick and die. Not unlike some
Herschel
other crazy bitches.
Yeah, but Herschel thinks
Herschel
he can help
his game.
If I mean, if
and
he
did.
He would try and fuck an AIDS victim if he thought he could help him. I mean, he's kind of stupid at times.
What?
I'm saying he would do anything to try to. He thinks he can help everyone, even if they're dying.
Well,
sick.
No. See, Herschel wants to help because he feels useless. He's an old man in a zombie
useless.
Apocalypse with one goddamn leg. All he's got is his words.
He's so not useless.
He is not useless, but he feels useless.
He's old.
Exactly. Anything, he slowed down what was happening with everybody. I mean, he lost
the with that fucking key.
Yeah, that's some badass.
Everybody made fun of it, but
that
motherfucker's great.
Glenn was throwing up blood, so obviously he didn't do shit.
He saved Glenn. Dude, this was a Herschel episode.
He's only one man. He can't save all of them. Shit. I mean, he's running as far as he can with that fucking fucked up leg. He got that peg leg of his. Shit. Got him some slack. Shit.
I reckon that T's what made him sick. I'm blaming Herschel. Herschel's the one who made him all sick.
Oh my lord.
I actually, my respect for Herschel went up like 20 times in this episode because he was a straight up badass in this
killed
episode.
Killed four zombies.
Daryl summed it up perfectly. You're one tough son of a bitch.
And Herschel didn't waste no time by saying the fuck I am.
Yeah, Daryl was talking to the guy, Bobby behind him. He wasn't actually talking to Herschel.
While Stokey was in prison, what the fuck are you talking about?
Stokey was off camera.
Alright, CJ, Tammy, this nigga's just making up shit now. Just fucking.
Alright. Yeah, be quiet, Wayne, so we can finish reviewing this show, guys. Before we get your opinion, make your crazy opinion. We'll give you the Wayne 5-minute rant at the end of the show.
Why are people raving about Herschel though? Yeah, he went in with a bunch of sick people. Good for him. Good for him.
This was his episode.
Yeah, but what did he do? He killed a bunch of
white people. Oh my, you know what, Wayne, shut the fuck up and sit in the background now, alright? Just shut the fuck up.
He killed a bunch of people, a bunch of tea, and that's it. I mean, good on you.
He set in breathing tubes, respirators and all of that. He looked people. Well, he had to go fucking save other people.
He had like 20 other people in that whole place. He had 20 other people, Wayne, and he had to say, okay, I'm gonna leave you here. I need to go check on this guy who's eating somebody. I need to check on this other guy who's eating this other person.
What happened? oh, I can't let them see us kill these people. Put them on a bed. Let's carry them out. Fuck that. Just stab them right there. Get
that's
rid of them.
He's trying to be humane, Wayne.
Still has humanity. God damn it, Chad. He's trying to provide hope.
In a world of walkers. They're used to this.
He's trying to provide hope for these people that are sick. He's trying to show them that. Don't give up yet. Don't give up. Okay, Wayne, sit in the background. I'm sorry.
It comes into play later why he shows so much compassion for the people, because they actually came back, you know, they tried to help his ass.
You know what, he should have killed that little bitch. She's the one who needs to die right now. She's a danger to the group.
Okay, yeah.
I don't even like the damn show, and he's making more sense to you.
I know, right? I'm like, Jesus Christ, well, I gotta be the voice of reason. And I'm watching.
What the fuck? Come on, baby brother, tell me why you're the voice of reason.
Oh, never mind, that's a good long way to say it. Again, I agree with Wayne now. He went me over with that line now.
Well, baby brother, what you doing here with people?
Damn, you know, I bought that, I saw in Vegas they were selling the Walking Dead, like, little action figures and shit. I thought they talked, so I got the Merle doll. That motherfucker didn't talk. I was mad. I was like, oh, I wanted to say baby.
You know, Wayne, P1, you thought they were talking. It was just some guy behind you saying, nigga, beat your ass, nigga. You're like, oh man, I want this doll so bad.
You black ass nigga. I'm the key. And then I got the T-Dog dog too, and it didn't do anything. It just
completely <not fine.
laughs> And I got that pin from Superman too. That's a badass outfit.
They need to figure out that character.
So going back to Herschel, I mean, look, mad prop to Herschel. I mean, he went around trying to save the people. I mean, he gave a lot of relief to everybody that was there. And without him, there would have been much more zombies than
Spaghetti Tuesday, y'all.
And Spaghetti Tuesday on a Wednesday.
What the hell was with that?
And it was a joke, Wayne.
Oh, really? I thought he was serious.
Not to mention, put his life on the line though to save these people or whatever. You can't admire that way. You're a fucking heartless bitch.
I admire it. I just think it's not that big of a deal. He's a doctor.
You're a heartless, shaved head left in another county, bitch. All right, Wayne.
You fucking hipster. That's what it is.
Hipster. Not cool, Wayne, but I fucking give you it.
He
was making tea for them and making them comfortable. Anyone could have done that. Anyone.
It wasn't just tea, Wayne. It was tea to make them feel better, to slow down their bodies and everything.
Yeah. My boy, Carl, now, he was a motherfucker who handled situations. Now, he's a tough bastard.
Oh, yes.
We need to call him Pitbull Carl because, you know, as soon as that gate came down, oh, come down, gate. come down.
Oh, Dad, I don't need to run. Just give me a rifle or whatever. No, I think Rick looked at him and sometimes was like, damn, I'm actually impressed.
I was going to say, who shit themselves when he gave him a semi-automatic fucking machine gun?
I did not. I was like, fuck yeah, Carl.
I was like, oh, shit. First, he's better kill every motherfucker in this job.
Was that not satisfying though, seeing him and Rick work together?
It was.
This was a moment of bonding for everybody.
It's funny, in the zombie apocalypse world, bonding is murdering a bunch of things.
Now when you see Rick at first, you know, you see he finally meet back up with Carl, you see Carl like a happy dog, like, hey Dad, hey, can I come out? Come out. And he's like, no, son, don't worry, something bigger coming, don't worry, you know. And then as soon as you saw that gate snap, he like, oh, let me get my mad dog out here.
He's like, I got something for y'all. He's like, zombies, I got something for y'all ass. You just wait right here, right? You wait right here. I got my son. He brought his son out on a leash and shit. That motherfucker was drooling and shit. He's like, go get him, boy. Go get him.
Use your gun, boy. Use your gun. Do what I taught you.
That was very satisfying.
He's very lucky at him because he handled shit. He took care of the problem.
Damn, is every episode getting better than the last, though?
It is.
So the first half of this episode was just really the setup for the last half, with the last half intense insanity.
Alright, but I'm gonna jump the gun here, but the coolest part was the trailer for the next show.
Ooh.
Is when you see that building burning and that one man, I'm not gonna say
how
it right now, but you see
that guy.
That
too.
I said the horizons.
The fire.
Well, you know, this is a spoiler show. So you could say, I mean, it's pretty obvious who we're fucking.
I don't want to say it too early because I know we're all over the place right now. I didn't want to say it too early. I was probably safe for the end, but at the same time, when he was just standing there and his head looked up or whatever and that fire was burning, I was just like, I want to watch this episode over again just like that trailer.
The walker who walks to it just falls in the fire. And he's just sitting there watching that motherfucker burn.
He's just staring.
You hear the voiceover like, that man's a sick man. And you see that walker just wailing in it.
But the trailer did it good too because it just said, he's back. And then all you see is some stare. I was like, damn, they set this up like it's a movie or something like that. They set it up like this character was like huge in the franchise or something like this. Like,
it's like Batman Returns. It's like, well, of course, we are talking about the governor. The governor.
Alright, you know, let's talk about the ending now or whatever. So the last shot is is just standing there, and he turns his head. That iPad, I told you that iPad's evil. I told you that iPad. Carl's gonna hold that iPad. He's gonna put that iPad on, and he's gonna be like, powers are taking over.
It's like the Venom signet suit, buddy. Shit, and you wear it, it possesses you.
his eyesight.
And that's
everybody is a walker now.
That's exactly what happened. You see the governor at the end, and he had to look like, the fuck am I planning to work? God damn, I gotta send more zombies to that gate again.
No. What I thought when that shot was happening, all I heard was, I heard about Spaghetti Tuesday.
He's bringing the spaghetti.
That's all.
He's just like, Maggie and Glenn aren't fucking up there no more? Damn, now what I'm gonna peep on.
I know, right? That's exactly.
Cause that nigga looked like he was peeping. He was peeping.
He's been watching for like days.
So now the question is though, obviously, okay, I wanna go back to the rat thing or whatever. Was it him feeding the rats? Because whoever was feeding the rats was inside of the gate.
Yeah, but who knows? You gotta wonder if he has someone in the inside that...
Stokey.
Bob's too. He's feeding him liquor.
he's handing it over to the fence. He's like, now you do a good job, boy. He's like, yes, boss. Just please throw it over to the fence right now.
Trying 40s against rats and having the rats run into the prison. Sneaking it into him.
He's like the Pipe Piper. He just leads the rats into the jail. Bob Stokey does
the thing is, from that trailer though, the governor can't be too far though because, I mean, that set up then. Obviously, it was in the woods, but I would assume that Rick and them has been all over that woods by now. I mean, they haven't spotted his ass or anything like that. Michonne's been dead and day and night searching for his ass or whatever, and he's like right around the corner.
He's hiding in a tree.
He's hiding in a tree. He's like, don't you climb trees with me. No, she got bills to pay and shit. We ain't got time for that.
What kind of hunting is she doing? Like, if he's been around the corner for the whole episode, you know, the whole season, what has she been looking at? What trails is she following?
He could have been far away. He could have been far away and he's just come back now. You don't know.
Whatever, Wayne. That man, he been living right across the street the whole time. Watching Maggie.
Maybe
he's been peeping. He looked like he's been just chilling there for a second like, damn, what happened here? It wasn't my plan. So he's just peeping and shit.
Well, maybe, you don't know, but Michonne is not really a tracker. She makes, I mean, Daryl's a tracker who doesn't really give a shit. But Michonne,
Daryl said, Daryl said the trail was cold though.
Yeah, but Daryl's pretty useless at the moment. He's too busy. I never thought I'd
turn
say
coat,
that.
Turncoat Wayne, I tell you.
Daryl hasn't been worried about the governor at all, and that's gonna kind of come back to bite them on the ass. I think is that he has had no focus on the governor at all. So,
well, that's the thing. Daryl hasn't really had time to sit down and think about anything, or whatever, because he's constantly on the move. That's why I think the Carol thing might bother him, but I think it will bother him for a second, because it looks like this prison is about to just fall right away, and he doesn't have time to think about it at this moment. I think Daryl has the most level head out of a lot of people in this prison as far as like what's important right now. I can't get attached to too many people or whatever because, you know, this is what happens and shit. And
yeah,
I need
right.
to stay alive.
Yeah,
you
know?
In a group, you need to have somebody who's taking care of what's happening in front of them. You need to have people who kind of look
at one point. When you're missing on a pussy, Daryl is going to get through him sooner or later.
You really think Daryl wanted that pussy? I mean, come on now. That pussy looked tainted.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Old beaten.
He's gonna
the husband beat it up. Everybody beat it up.
I mean, damn. I saw a photo of her just standing still. I was like, her titties all droopy and shit. I was like, yeah, I don't know if Daryl wants that. Daryl looked like he could pass for 28. Carol looked like that bitch passing over 50 or something like
he's
that. Only thing to turn me on.
He's gonna see the spirit of Merle, like Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's just going, yo, go on, baby brother. You go after that. and he's gonna take Brett, off
he gonna be like, baby brother, you better fuck that nigga over there.
You know, I've noticed that looks really goddamn good as Tyrese's sister.
Of course.
Oh my god.
Sick of this, you're the sick of the battle.
She's got that fucked up hair though. I don't know about that. She'd do something. He'd do something about that nigga hair she got over there.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
I saw an interview with her and I was just like, damn, that hair is real.
I love that natural, man. You leave that natural look alone.
Oh, I know the wig. She's crazy. Talk about those nigga naps.
Yeah.
But no, you are right.
Damn,
the hotter she looked.
I know. I wanted to put something in her mouth. I was just like, hey, I got something to take the temperature.
You
want to
put that tube in her mouth. It's like, that's no tube.
Fuck it. I would have got sick for her ass. I'd have been like, don't worry, I'll take care of you, girl. Come here. You put this over your mouth now.
That's why Herschel went in there. That's why. Now it all makes sense.
I would have dragged her body to that bed and Herschel was talking through the glass window. And I'm just taking care of her. Just take care of her.
Exactly how Sammy looked. We was partying in Austin that day. She was sick. Oh, he's like, yeah, let me put this towel on your teeth. Keep you cool.
Yeah, but the difference is, see, Herschel was doing something. You were trying to defend Sammy, and then someone kicked you, and you didn't do much after that.
Damn. Wow. All right.
You need to pull a Daryl on Bob Stokey and get up in his fucking face with all that.
And make out with him, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, Daryl did not make out with Bob Stokey. He scared the fuck out of him.
He wanted to make out with him.
Okay,
I wish he would have licked his nose when he did that.
So Rick gets back to the prison and, he tells Maggie and the expression on her face told it all.
Oh, that's like Carol.
Hey, where's Carol at? She killed Karen and David. She looked at him and was like, really? What did you just say? I think, you know what? I think it was. I think everybody was just so shocked that it was Carol that did this. Like, not Carol. No. Hey, are you serious? I believe Glenn did it before Carol. Come on now.
They were reading Wayne Facebook updates. They're like, oh yeah, it's that little kid. I bet it's that little kid.
I never said it was that kid who killed him. I just said that kid's feeding the rat.
Oh my god. I think two episodes back we have it recorded where you said like, oh yeah, that little girl dragged the bodies out, burned the bodies, and then lit on fire.
I said Carl probably could have. I don't think that girl could have. That girl's
been blaming this girl.
Right.
You've been blaming that. I mean, even though that little girl been freaky, like especially that last shot, you see her playing in the blood and whatnot.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know. That girl is freaky. You know what? She works for the governor.
Oh, she does.
She has to work because that's when she's playing in the blood. I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? She's weird. Where's her sister at, by the way, too?
And she's killed her, and eaten her.
Ah, makes sense or whatever. Because the sister never got sick.
I was gonna say, well,
the kids are in the other part of the building.
Yep, they're all locked up in the other part, so they do get infected.
Oh, they're all dead because Carl's killed them all by now.
That's why Carl keeps taking so long to get there whenever Rick calls him or whatever. He's just like, oh, I was just burying something, Dad. I was strangling another kid, Dad. Sorry, whatever. Patrick is getting on my nerves or whatever, so I had to give him this virus. Carl's working for the governor.
That would be an awesome twist. He's the governor's long lost son.
Wouldn't it be funny, like in Batman, where it's, like he's handing Joseph Gordon-Levitt that bomb? You think he's about to hand him a mat? He just hands Carl an iPad. He's like, here you go, son. puts that eye patch on. He throws the cowboy hat down in the little badge, and he just puts that eye patch on, and he starts laughing. And Rick just screams, "No!"
Boy,
I can see Carl killing the governor. I don't know why. I just can see him being the one to actually finally killing him.
Who do you want to kill the governor?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Bob Stokey with a beer bottle.
Bob Stokey. There you go.
Who do you think it'd be more satisfying for her to kill? Is Michonne or Daryl?
I think it would be Michonne because she's been hunting him for how long and Daryl's been hunting him for like half the time.
They might do
it. Oh,
it was
the last episode.
And the thing is, if she kills him, like, what motivation would she have anyway? Cause it seems like she really get a kick of just hunting this invisible guy, you know, just.
Well, he's not invisible anymore.
Oh.
Nigga ain't invisible no more.
He's across the street.
Nah, he's a little Mexican.
He's having a little camp out, alright.
Yeah, and now his little Mexican friend and his black friend, now they're invisible because we still ain't seen them two niggas. But
you gotta wonder what's happened to them.
Because he's probably killed them.
I was gonna say, they were like the only two that were after he shot everyone, he was going like, oh, okay, and they still stuck around, God knows why.
Well, you saw in the preview, there was three tents set up still, so I'm sure they're still around somewhere. They were just focusing on his crazy ass, watching that zombie just shit. His ass had no emotion in his heart whatsoever. I was just looking at him like, damn.
That shot with a burning building by him was just, that was awesome. That was like,
The fire rises.
It was a bang.
I saw the cool ass shot though, cause they had that music playing in the background too, whatever, and it's like, dong, dong, and he just lifts his head up, he said, iPad's rolling, the fire's burning, he's got this long ass jacket on. We'll be there for
this thing, do you think they're gonna actually wanna kill him off any time this season? Because he's a loved character. People do love the fact that he's fucking lunatic, he's just running around causing fucking chaos.
They even brought him back in the comic books or whatever.
Yes, that's a good point. They killed his ass off pretty good in the comics as far as I remember.
Yeah, it would seem in the TV show they'd have to kill him. I mean, obviously the threat just can't be lingering around them without them handling it in some situation or whatever. I mean, and it ain't like the governor is really going to turn to change of heart. Like, I really just been poking on y'all because I had a change of heart and I want to live with you guys now, you know? I mean, that'd be funny actually if he did say that though, but...
What, you think Rick would let him in? I don't think, if he can kick Carl, I don't think he would fucking let the governor into the jail at all.
Does Rick really have that much of a big problem with the governor as much as Michonne or Daryl might have though?
I think he does.
I would too.
In some ways, I think he sees him as a big of a threat than what Michonne does. But Michonne wants him just as revenge for what she did, and so does Daryl. I think Rick sees him as a far more of an actual threat overall. Yeah, I mean, he's actually the only one who really sat down and spoke with him. Fucking, you know, man to man, so to speak.
What the fuck do you think the governor is just thinking as he looks outside that guy? He's like, damn, I need a new army.
Yeah, sick army. He don't have
an army of walkers.
Well, that was his plans when he first invaded. Remember, he drove those trucks in and brought those zombies in or whatever and shit, yeah. So.
You gotta look, you know he's burning that building. Is that just Woodbury? He's just gone back and fucking set that place on fire or some shit.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like, why is he living in the woods? Why he just didn't go back to Woodbury? I mean, it's like, not really nobody's checking it out over there. So, I mean, he's really lost his fucking mind.
I reckon he's burnt that fucking place to the ground. I reckon he's just killed anyone that was still there is just burnt to fucking, you know, ash.
He's gonna go back and get Morgan. They're gonna team up and shoot down prison. Morgan's gonna keep telling them clear. He's like, yes, right, that's right, brother. Clear that prison out. Clear it out or whatever.
Well, that's good. I mean, do you reckon Morgan will ever have a reappearance? In this season.
I think Morgan is way gone out there. I think Morgan is, I think as far as his mind is gone, I think he's gone. I don't think there'd be a point, personally. I mean, his mind being pretty clear is his craziness right now or whatever. And if he just came out of nowhere and just like, I see a light or some shit like that, whatever, I'd be like, that's kind of retarded.
No, but I mean, you don't see him having any kind of reappearance, like one episode anytime soon. I mean, there's really no point for his character to come back yet, but.
I mean, maybe once they leave the prison or whatever, maybe they might have a run in or whatever. I mean, it'd be cool if they had to kill him instead of him just living or whatever and just doing nothing or whatever. If they had to kill him, it'd be pretty cool if he sacrificed himself for Rick or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice. I like that.
He and Bob Stokey should team up. They're both nuts. One's drunk when the other one's a bloody lunatic.
I think Bob Stokey is just fine now. I don't know. After the whole Daryl getting in his face, I think he learned his lesson.
Daryl really hasn't said much. Daryl really hasn't said much about it though. I mean, it seems like Daryl, whenever he gets mad, it just brushes off like right off his shoulders right away or whatever. Doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, it's true actually. Except for the governor, I think he's gonna wanna fucking still step his ass. Does he know the governor actually killed Merle? I mean, he wasn't there to see it.
I'm sure he knows, judging from all the bodies there or whatever, I'm sure that he probably put two and two together.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, we got all that next week to maybe find out. Who knows? They may just throw the governor in maybe the last 10 minutes or something. You know how these trailers are.
Yeah.
But, I wouldn't be surprised if it's just a governor episode. The whole episode.
Because This season has been doing that though, like just been focused certain characters, or whatever. I mean, like this one was mainly Herschel's, whatever. You know,
especially that music, the music that went with the Herschel. I mean, this was the music was awesome.
Oh yeah,
I love the music, whatever. I know a lot of people don't like the music. They say, oh, it's just a cheap way to throw a soundtrack in there or whatever. I'm like, yeah, music sounds good to me. I love it.
And I'm not even a music person.
Shows do that though. Freaking Breaking Bad's done that. And, yeah, it's a fucking get over.
Yeah.
I mean, Herschel really stepped his game up in this one though. He was, I admire the guy for what he was doing.
Suck
the whole,
his dick, why don't you?
You know what?
I'll suck his peg leg dick too while I'm at it, you know?
I can't believe you don't like Herschel.
I think it's time
I don't
for
like
a good
Herschel. I just don't see kissing ass for nothing. That's all.
Kissing ass. You kiss somebody's ass when they don't do anything, Wayne. That's kissing ass.
Even Sasha was like, she was like, I thought she was pretty stupid, but he was like, she even said, I admire you for what you've done. You kept me alive longer than what I'd be now or whatever. They had a great conversation. Every time Herschel was talking to someone that was sick or whatever, he was trying to keep hope alive in them or whatever and keep faith in them that, hey, look, you're going to make it through this no matter how much doubt you have or whatever. Herschel, honestly, I know in his head or whatever, he has to believe that these people are dying, but it just seems the reaction on his face and the way he talks to people. He gives them a glimmer of hope of chance to survive, just to hold on a little bit longer than Daryl and them is going to make it.
And that's the thing. To kiss someone ass, Wayne, the person would have to do nothing at all to kiss his ass. You know, he already showed he saved people. He did everything he needed to do. He revived. He took out 4 zombies with a shotgun. He even did it without scarring other people. And scarring
he killed that doctor in the cell, too, with that knife.
Yeah. Oh, and broke his arm.
Broke his fucking arm. And stabbed him right in the eye. And, oh, but wait a minute, I forgot. We almost forgot the ending shot with Herschel though. When he was like, "Dad, go sleep, man. You tired?" And he goes in and tries to read his Bible. Think he lost his faith there?
No, I think that's just a reality setting in of everything that he did for that past hours of on end of saving people.
He did look tired. I mean, his eyes are fucking.
That's why I think he was just completely fucked.
Yeah, you're crying after something like that too.
He's
man.
Crying because he's like, a pussy. We all know that. He's turning into Tyrese.
That's totally different, Wayne. That's totally different.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Alright, I'm just trying for us to do our reviews.
Tyrese's crying over some bitch. Okay.
I was the one who's a man now. He's manning up. The rest are all turning into pussy.
Carl doesn't cry.
So, Carl just has no tears. He's like the governor. He just has no reaction. He's just cold.
Okay, hold on, Wayne. Let's save you for last to give your review and we can just start. So go ahead.
Let him go first. Is he talking right now? Go first.
Go ahead, Wayne, with your review of this episode.
What's this? We've spoken. I mean, I actually think it was a great episode. Started off not slow, but just had the build up to what was to come. And, you know, Dr. Doolittle, whatever the fuck he's Herschel, whatever his name was, sitting around. He was only helping the main characters. He didn't give a shit about the rest. He's like, get back in your fucking cells.
Wayne, I can't wait to die. I seriously cannot wait till you die, Wayne. So I can stand up you and... Yeah, I'm just gonna sit here, man. I can't wait to be over your damn body just watching you like coughing.
Rewatch this episode. Everybody's like, get back in your cells. I'm gonna go help Glenn. I'm gonna go, help the people he cared about.
Glenn was fucking dying!
Keep going, Wayne, with your review. Let Wayne finish this. Look at him, man.
Rewatch it. Everybody's like, get back in your cells. He's locking them in. He's like, oh, I'm gonna help the main characters. The rest of you can just go and fucking be sick and die. I don't care. And then, we can't kill them out here in the open, Glenn. It's no good for them to see this.
Cut his fucking mic off now, goddamn.
What do you give this episode, according to the movie spoiler?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Fuck you, Herschel.
Jesus fucking...
Fuck Herschel, fuck Rick. They're off the list now.
Cut this fucking mic off now, CJ. It's fucking blasphemy is irritating me. I can't take no more.
Alright,
well. Cut his fucking mic off.
Alright, now. What about you, Stormberry? Give me your review of this
episode.
I agree
with the governor. That's all I'm saying.
Piss me off, man.
Alright, you talk. I'll sit back and be quiet for a minute.
Each episode in the fourth season has gotten progressively better. No one can say that this is a boring show now. Yes, it has lulls, but that is just to build up that climax that we're obtaining in every single episode. And it's just getting better and better. So yeah, this episode was one of the best. I don't know if that rates on us. I don't know where that rates on the scale.
The movie spoiler scale is seen it, Rent it, steam it, fuck it.
Damn, you don't even know my own damn rating.
On we should have a baby brother scale. There you go.
We can give five baby brothers.
Yes!
Now you talk sense, Wayne. Alright.
The governor to Daryl Dixon, how good was this episode?
There you go.
I would say about a Rick.
A Rick?
Let's use, like, how many bullets would you put in Carl's gun? How that's how you'd rate it or whatever. Would you give it five bullets?
Five severed heads. Do you think five burned bodies?
No, I agree with Sammy though completely.
Yeah.
Yo,
I agree with her. That climax shot was like perfect or whatever. Just seeing the governor stand there and just do that little slow turn.
Yeah, did he know the camera was behind him?
I'll build up to that. That was perfect. I loved it. He probably looked. He's like, get that fucking camera on my face. It was probably that black dude who was filming.
Yeah, do you reckon it was just like an offset location they were just filming and he just happened to be standing there in costume? He's like, what the fuck are you filming me for?
he knows that's his only working job right now, whatever. He couldn't get out of that suit, whatever. So he's just like, you know what? I'm not getting out of this costume. I love this shit.
Yeah, I see
he's like, I was this for Halloween.
He's like Palpatine. He's watching young Carl and he's like, ah, oh, good, young meat to be able to transform into my evilness. You know?
Wouldn't it be great though if the twist was he thought he was watching young Carl, but it turns out he's watching the girl instead?
Ooh. Hey, he wants a daughter.
Carl gets all...
That would kind of make sense. He does want like a messed up daughter, so.
Yeah. Good point.
I think because of... He's gonna train her or whatever. He's like, yeah, she's stupid and retarded, just like my daughter.
Well, okay, well, I'll give my
sick in the head and everything, whatever.
I'll give my review and then we can get to the questions. But, like I said, this episode 5, what the name of it? It was called, what, Determined or Indetermined?
Intermittent.
Intermittent.
Whatever.
Fuck. That's cool. Intermittent. Yeah, thank you. Okay, Interstellar, or whatever episode called. It was actually a really good episode. It had me, on it. You know, I really enjoyed it. Everything I saw, Herschel taking care of people. The only time I teared up was on a commercial. There was some commercial you guys have. I don't know, but the thing was, there was some commercial on AMC. It was about small businesses and they had nothing to do with Walking Dead. It's a side thing. And for some reason, they showed a shot of a handicapped boy with a helmet on. And this and I don't know why they just showed this man. He was coloring with this lady. And that got to me. And then everything after that,
you
everything
are else got to me.
I ain't crying over no pussy. I'm crying over.
I'm sorry. I watched that episode again. I just love that scene where you sit in the car just breathing on it. Just like, damn, dude. Once again, that nigga was way overreacting over some bitch he just met for like 3 months. Or whatever. I'm like,
you didn't get lucky, you know? Godly,
damn, dude, it's like, oh, I think everybody wants to kill Glenn though, so they can get Maggie's piece of ass. Where it's just like, that's the only piece of ass walking around right now, and she's a badass too. Maggie really stood out. I swear to God, Rick was hitting on her. He was just, said, "You out here with me?" And she kind of looked, she was just like, well, you know, I never fucked a cop before, and Glenn's in there dying, so, you know.
Well, I give this episode 5 crying Tyrese over 5, so.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but 5 crying Tyrese, I'd get annoyed with that nigga. Stab his ass, please.
Do we have any, question P1 or whatnot?
Ones that don't abuse me from last week either.
Yes, we do. I
took a poll up. How would you read those Waynefield questions?
Shut up, Wayne. Just sit. Don't even talk no more. Anyway, you pissed me off this episode. Cut his fucking mic off, please. polling up, whatever. 31 people says see it. 31 votes says see it, whatever. No rent is, no stream is, no fuck it. So everybody loved this episode. First question here.
I totally agree with that question.
That's the best question we ever had.
Wayne.
Oh, I didn't
Wayne's fucking right down here. Come on, people. Let P1 know Wayne is right.
What? P1 is right. P1's never right. I'm sorry.
And he gets a reply. and it's like, it's your fucking question. You want to wrote the motherfucker. Yeah, listen to this episode, people, and everybody will probably disagree with Wayne's ass once. Because the first comment, there's a reply back to Wayne, and it says, from Mr. Roland Winchell here, he says, I think you guys might be onto something because you're absolutely right. Wayne does not watch this show at all, lol.
I watch this show in pretty detail. Fun, right? I will record myself live watching it next week and prove it.
That's some Max KJ shit.
Actually, it is.
I think we even got another one too from Andrew.
Andrew.
And Andrew says, too.
He says, sorry, Wayne, you're on your own with this, with those theories.
Fuck your fan.
Thought Shane was the weakest character. he says, plus, I also thought Shane was the weakest character. All he did was throw bitch bits mainly because he wanted to fuck Lori. I don't think they knew what to do with his character.
who said
you know what? No, I'd agree with that. All he did was throw temper tantrums because he couldn't
fuck you,
Andrew.
And rub his head.
Shane
is the white Tyrese.
What?
He is the anti-Tyrese. He's angry at his pussy instead of crying.
Who wrote that question?
I love how angry over pussy. Apparently they never heard of jerking off.
I know.
Really simple. Get that shit done with or whatever. I mean.
That kept me going all the time.
What a shit. That's the worst
question. You got Shane. Shane's rubbing his head. Shane goes to this point where he's cutting his head off and rubbing his head, looking in the mirrors and shit. Like, he's like, God, I gotta fuck that bitch just one more time, whatever. Just one more time, please. Jesus Christ. Shane, get a hold of your fucking self, whatever. He's like, I killed my best friend. I killed you, Dale. Shit. You think I'm gonna fuck that bitch again? Fuck her again. next comment here comes from Adriana. He says, do you guys think, Daryl lost faith in Bob Stokey, especially after Bob told his backstory and Daryl defended him?
No, yeah. I think, with Bob, he already got in his face. He reprimanded him like a child for liquor. I think they're back okay. They're okay.
I don't think they're 100% okay because Daryl never fully trusts somebody again unless they do something, you know, worthy of that trust again. Bob Stokey will not. He'll bitch out.
Yeah, I agree. Everything you just said,
Danny. If they had to go on another run like that, I don't think Daryl would take Bob.
Nope, he's not.
Next comment here comes from Milo Zell. He says, well, seeing how Wayne is the crazy one of this group, or at least with this logic, I gotta agree on Shane that he was mishandled. I mean, P1, you're absolutely right. He spent his time going crazy over some bitch, lol. Thank you! My question though,
what's wrong with your fans?
Cause they got more sense than you, that's what's wrong.
Shane was
in love. My question, oh my god, no, he was not in love. If you guys,
totally agree with that too.
I cannot hear a word P1 just said.
Yep.
I totally agree with you. Wayne, you're supposed to agree.
I can't agree because I have no idea what the fuck he just said. Is he even there? Am I just hearing nothing?
I'm hearing nothing.
See, now P1's talking sense.
I'm back.
You're back. Oh, god damn it. You're talking the most sense just then.
Okay, now what are we talking about now? Oh yeah, how Wayne was wrong. I figured you guys were gonna jump on Wayne, so I was like, I can go do this.
they all said, you know what, Wayne's actually correct. Yes. Heck of people like Shane. What's wrong with
him? I don't think nobody said they didn't like Shane, they just said he was just crying over some bitch.
Good on him. Good on Shane.
But nobody got mad at him. Oh, well. But nobody got mad at Rick for crying over Lori and actually starting to hallucinate.
Thank you. You Lori, tell him, Sammy.
Lori,
you
was married.
That was his wife. They had children.
He treated his wife like shit. Good on you, Sammy.
You guys have a point.
Good point.
Okay, CJ, obviously these two are crazy.
Golly.
Some people got like some really messed up priorities here.
You tell them.
Okay. You know what?
Okay, I understand that it was his wife and all of that, and you get heartbroken. It's terrible. But the motherfucker started hallucinating.
Yes. Lunatic.
And it's the same thing. In sort of a zombie apocalypse survival situation, every moment is your last. Every single moment. So you're obviously going to be really attached to people that you really shouldn't. Beth is goddamn heartless now, so she don't count. So what happened is everybody became...
Oh, you know what? Morgan was hallucinating, though.
He's a lunatic.
Morgan's not lunatic.
Oh, my God. Walker's
looking around for things and stuff. I was like, this guy's no leader. He's a lunatic.
Even Michonne has said she used to see dead people.
Yeah, I see them all the time. They're walking, called walkers. They're dead.
No, because you're white, dude. We know you see paranormal shit or whatever. I mean, Sherlock Holmes. We know you see shit or whatever. That's different though. So, God damn, I see why Jungle Love got canceled now. you're too in your bullshit.
Oh, God.
We speak for the people. We can't live with those people enough.
Love makes you stupid.
Are there any other questions?
The show got canceled because YouTube was trying to your love.
I know. Let's hurry up and end this before this show gets canceled too. Oh. All the craziness.
You said my question though is, if you guys could an actor well known in this show, who would you pick and why?
Which actor?
Yeah, a well known actor. If you could add an actor in here.
Any actor from any, like, you're talking about just a character or an actual actor themselves and put them in as anyone.
It says, add an actor, well known, that's well known.
Ooh, okay. Christian Bale.
I'd put, Beetlejuice in it. Yeah, I'd put Christian Bale.
I don't know, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck him.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty some bullshit answer. I don't know. Brad Pitt. He did pretty good in World War Z.
There you go. That's a good one. Put Emma Stone in there. They need some more hot women in there.
Emma Stone. Yeah. I agree with you on that. Any hot woman. There you go.
So put Emma Stone with Jennifer Lawrence and, you know, shit like that. Put all them in there or whatever. Get a hot bunch of hot ass women in there.
Yeah, anyone
last comment I'm gonna be here. Last question I'm going to read here is because
TJ's got to go.
Something.
Yes.
Comes from Megan D. She says, since Carol seemed to lose her shit in the last episode, in episode 5, Hope just seems lost. Who do you guys still believe has their sense of humanity left and doesn't seem to be giving up on it? Oh, it's Herschel, clearly.
Herschel, yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one.
Glenn?
Nah, Glenn's a pussy. I'll go more with
Dad. I hope he dies. I want Glenn to die. Somebody else can be fucking Maggie. That's what I want.
Yeah, but who?
We were so close this season. Who would take
Who would take Glenn's place?
I don't know. It looked like Rick was going to hit that today. And that episode, it looked like Rick was going to hit that. I was like, yeah, you know what? Rick needs some pussy right now.
That's only because he's watching a whole giant logs and shit, and he was getting excited by that.
Wasn't that shit? Yeah, I would have got excited too. Did you guys see? I was getting damn excited about that, especially when she killed that zombie. I got a murder boner or something like that.
She'll get together with Carl. There you go. That'd be a good pair up.
Carl wouldn't know what to do with that. He wouldn't know how to handle her. I don't think he would even know how to hold her gun strap.
No, I think he's turning into a man. I tell you, he is great. He is, like, just watching previous seasons. God, is he growing up fast on this show.
He really has.
Yeah.
He's grown up so much, and it's great. Because Carl's always been, he's always had that ability to become a fucking badass. And now he's actually, you know, evolving into it. He's trying to keep that sense of humanity, you know? Rick is trying to keep that, doesn't become stone cold.
Yeah, well, given in this episode, you can kind of see that even though he loves having his gun on him and shit, he won't use it unless he's given permission to actually use it. Yeah.
Maybe that shooting that boy really taught him a lesson.
Yeah, but he's, you know, Rick should still send him out on a little trip, if that's the case. Hypocrite.
I guess. He might.
Is P1 even there, or is it just the two of us?
I don't know, it's probably just the two of us.
It sounds that way. Well, I think we've lost CJ, and I think we've lost P1, so I guess it's probably a good time to wrap this up then.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you know how to do this, because you are the professional in this part.
Unfortunately. Somebody's got to be professional sometimes. All right, everybody. Movie spoilers. You guys know that you have to go vote for him at www.podcastawards.com.
I wouldn't after this episode, no.
No?
No, he's being...
No?
Very disagreement. Very disagreeing.
No, don't go vote for him. Go vote for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
And not my fault. It's not my fault Wayne sucks.
Oh, God, he's back.
Yeah.
We just said how we're gonna vote for you, P1. It's great.
What is Maxi JJ loving ass?
Cyborg Cowboys. I'm sorry. Great show.
Great show. Oh my god. I can't even get through 10 minutes of it. Not even that. 10 seconds.
It's funny.
Anyways. We're mostly consist of Dragon and the Wolf. We have a website, DragonTheWolf.com. Oh, wait, DragonTheWolfPodcast.com, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook, Dragon the Wolf. We are on Twitter, Dragon the Wolf Show. We're on YouTube. It's under Wayne Smell because he's a loser.
It is actually, well, it was meant to be on Dragon the Wolf. That fucked up.
Yeah, sure it did.
Change the name. You know what?
Because the original time I actually did sign up under Dragon the Wolf, it was the old email, and that's what fucked it up, and then it couldn't re-sign under Dragon the Wolf as well, but it'll be fixed.
You can still change the name.
It'll be fixed, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fixed. So just Dragon the Wolf. We put up, like, Kick in the Ass. Our Thor review is up there. Go listen to that. What else is there? I don't know. We're on iTunes and Podomatic and stuff.
All that shit. And P1.
All that lovely
shit. And you might as well throw it out there again. Go on. Go vote for the man. Go on. Sell it to the people.
People, what you need to do is you need to visit thepodcastawards.com. You need to scroll that little mouse on down there to the film and movie category. You need to vote, click on movie spoilers. And then you scroll on down, put your name and your email there, and then you put in the comment section, you put this because it just puts a smile on my ever-loving face or whatever. Best podcast in the world. Click submit, and then you vote right there for the phenomenal one and his site, movie spoilers.
And that's all you have to do. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You could use multiple emails.
Exactly.
Every day.
So every day and multiple emails. All the emails you got. Just find out where your brother or your sister or your baby brother, find out what the email is and just use that as well.
Your baby brother?
Just vote. Just anyone, any email you know, any of your friends. Just use this.
Love it. You know what? Put baby brother in there too. Just write that somewhere in the comment section.
I'm voting for baby brother.
Baby brother. Baby brother. Love it.
Love it. Well, people, I guess that's it. That's the wrap for this episode, and we'll be back hopefully again for the next walking. How many episodes we got before the half season break?
Oh god.
I'm not even sure. Maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, then.
Well, cause we're on 4.
I think 16
and...
episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's 8 episodes, so, yeah. So we'll be up for the mid season break soon, so
Yeah.
But then, it doesn't matter. We'll always find something to do. Until then, this is the Dragon Wolf, aka MovieSpoilers.com, signing out for another Walking Dead recap. So thank you, Sammy. Thank you, P1.
Later.
And thank you, CJ, wherever the fuck you've gone. And we'll be back next week.
He's gone to KFC again.
He's gone to KFC. He's gone to find Carol. Alright. Thank you, people, for listening, and farewell.